welcome to Babes in Voiceland. It's time to get comfortable and join in on the fun. So you know, guys, how I always look on the internet and find fun, interesting stories.
True. Always. Yeah.
And it's always true if we find it on the internet. We know.
That is correct. But I read about this story, which I thought was really interesting. You know how, like, sometimes you find animals in your pool, like out here, maybe a duck or
something
like that.
I've never found an animal in my pool.
No, not a bird or
a duck.
No.
Not a duck?
No.
Because we were talking about
one time a rat died and was in the filter, but that was years ago.
Okay, never mind.
Not anymore.
The migrating birds.
No.
Well, listen to this. This girl was having her 14th birthday party.
Yes.
And how lucky is she? She has a pool and she lives in Alaska, right?
Alaska, right? Yes.
Lives in Alaska. And a moose came to swim in her pool.
Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here.
So there were a whole bunch of kids and things there?
The kids were not in the pool at the time. But they're having this big party.
Right?
And this moose out of the woods... Bullwinkle, I don't know what
his name
was.
Did they have no fence?
Goes right, well, no, it's Alaska.
Oh, okay.
It went right into the pool and went for a swim.
In the pool, and the kids were all standing there going, holy crap, there's a moose in the pool?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, I know I've been to Alaska. It's pretty wild. It's a wild place. But, Terry, didn't you just come back from a cruise?
I did just get back.
Did you have any sightings or see any animals?
We didn't see any moose. And actually, they were talking about how that's kind of more rare to see the moose, at least in the lower part of Alaska.
Oh.
Well, you know, they just...
They moved to the upper part. They moved to the upper side.
Well, they're not as fond as people. You know, because they don't like to hang out where the humans are. And, there's a lot more problems with that. Mm-hmm. But the bears. Now, bears are a bigger deal.
Did you see bears?
And actually, I did.
How cool is that?
What kind?
Well, you know, it was funny. They were talking about how they try to do, you know, trash cans that are bear-proof so the bears can get into them to eat the food. Because if the bears start getting used to human food, you know, the human food and the trash and things, then they can't get rid of them. Then
they're in town
and they're causing problems, so they really do not want you feeding the bears. I mean, that's a big deal. Like, I would feed a bear.
Like, when we were in Juneau,
we went on a hike, and we were looking at, to see the glaciers, actually. We were hiking back in to see the glaciers,
and it was raining.
But since it was a national park, they were talking about this one big black bear. Her name was Nikki, I believe. And they actually have named her because she's like 14 years old. She's been going to this park forever because it's
a safe place.
Yeah, for the female bears to have their babies because the male bears will kill them.
What?
So the female, yeah.
The male bears,
well, they don't want the competition. You know how men are. They don't want
the male.
Unfortunately, yes.
The male bears kill their own babies?
They will.
Why?
Some species, they do that.
A lot of them do.
The
lions will do it, too.
Yeah.
Well, the women don't. Jesus.
Yeah, have to protect them, that kind of thing. But, it was totally crazy.
So did you
crazy.
See the mama and the cubs?
The mama and two baby cubs.
Oh.
And they
did
were
you
so
take a picture?
Close. I've got some pictures,
but the crazy part,
yeah.
Oh,
everyone out there, imagine
a mama bear
and two baby cubs, and maybe if Beth is really nice, she'll put a couple up on the website.
I was just going to say that. You know what? When we do our group page.
We could put it there.
Let's put it there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But they weren't even 3-4 feet away from us.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was that close.
Was it
a surprise, like you turned a corner and there they were?
That's like from here to the bathroom.
Not that far.
No,
not even
much
that far.
Closer.
No, I'd be
like
scared.
From here to that wall.
From
maybe.
You to me.
I'd be scared.
You to me at this table.
Get out of it. And you stood that close to the bears.
Yeah.
Weren't you scared?
The mama and the babies, we all kind of froze. And the guide that was with us said, we don't give up the path. She knows that we're on the path. We don't feed them. We just hold our ground. And she's foraging for food with the babies. And she'll just keep going past us. And we're all going,
Oh my God.
So we just stood there, and I kind of got my camera out, and I got a picture, but it's not a very good one. My friend,
because you were shaking.
Yeah, stood over to the side. She didn't want to get as close as we were. And when they came out of the little foliage that was in front of us,
walked right
in front of her, the babies first.
Oh my.
And she was like, babies, go away. Go away, babies, because she's afraid the mom would follow. And
oh, my goodness.
Back into the bush.
That is amazing.
Oh, I
you
thought
know
maybe
what?
She took a picture.
Well, no, she took a little video. Oh, that's cool. So she got a video. I have to get her to send it. Well, she sent it just via email. Or not email.
See, texting, she can send it to us. We'll put it on the group page.
So she has
page.
To resend it. Yeah, so we get better
That
quality.
Would be awesome.
Which is called, what's our group page called anyway?
It's just group page on Facebook.
And what's it called?
I don't
Babes
know.
In Voiceland?
Babes in Voiceland.
Yeah, we should Babes tell everybody. Yeah.
Babes in Voiceland group page. There you go.
There you go. You can find us, and we'll get that up there for you guys.
Yes, so that
you
will be it. Amazing.
But it's hard in the picture because it looks further away. But, I mean, they were less than 3 feet from us.
Only in the zoo have I seen a bear. I've never, I'm not a nature person. You know me.
Right.
Just put me in the casino with the machine. Okay, but I do have a bear story because when I was married to David.
There's a bear in the casino?
No. And no one is bare in the casino either.
Bare naked, maybe, but that's about it.
But when I was married to David, he loved to go to Yosemite and get away for a few days all by himself and go up and hike and do all this stuff, right? So he came home one time from one of his trips, and he's laughing. He's like, look at this. I'm like, what? And it's this jar, and it's all full of leaves and sticks and twigs. I'm like, what is this? And he thinks this is funny. After he told me, I was like, but he hooked up with some guy and they were walking on the trail hiking and they camped together at night. Well, you're supposed to put your food in a bag and then put it up in a tree or something. This goofball that he was hiking with had an open thing of salami in his bag, so the bear smelled it and they and they ripped all the food down, and David had a jar of peanut butter. And this bear had been around people so much, David watched him. He sat down, he took the peanut butter, he unscrewed the lid, licked the whole jar out. That's all the leaves and sticks, and then set it down and went on his merry way. And David thought it was hysterically brought home the empty jar of peanut butter. He thought that was funny.
That's a great story. Yeah. I've seen bear walking, like in the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I've seen bear walking. I mean, that's cool. But one other video that I saw that I just have to tell you about really quickly.
Okay.
This is not about bear, though, but it's also about wildlife. This happened in Colorado. A woman looks out her window, and there is a mountain lion with her cubs hanging out in her fountain on her patio.
Get out of here.
I swear to you.
I would be scared.
She videotaped the whole thing. It was amazing. Well, she was in the house, but it was unbelievable. And they're walking around her patio, and they were drinking all the water and, and just having a grand old time. That, to me, would be scary.
Yeah.
I don't want a mountain lion. We have coyotes, though, you know.
We do.
Yeah, I know. Not in my neighborhood, but Siena has coyotes.
The
yeah, they're walking on the street in Siena.
I've seen coyotes. I saw a fox.
We
a gray
moved
fox
into their
at
neighborhood.
My mother's house once.
This used to be the wild, the desert. We moved into their neighborhood.
Well, humans, their land. We've taken it
on all their land. And we could talk about that another time, though, about all the amazing animals that are here.
Let's go have a glass of wine or something.
Wait. If you've had any interesting animal sightings, we would like to know about it.
Yes.
Right?
And they can email us
at
babesinvoiceland@gmail.com.
Okay, well, I have here a list of things that make you think. And the first one that I noticed here that really just kind of popped out to me was this one here. So you guys ready?
Yeah.
Which letter is silent in the word sent? Is it the C or the S?
Interesting.
Oh, if it's an SC, because it could be a C-E-N-T, where there would be no S.
Right, but this is like the scent
S-C-E-N-T,
you smell.
Yeah. So that's true.
But which one would be?
Okay. I don't know. Beth, you have something?
I have something. And since my mom was a twin, this is more interesting to me. Do twins ever realize that one of them is unplanned?
Oh my gosh. My mom's a twin too. How bizarre.
Wow. Crazy. Yeah.
I don't have any twins.
Come on, Erica. You've got to have one.
Nope. No twins at all. No twins.
But what's your thing to think about?
Oh, to think?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got tons of things to think about. Okay. How about this? If poison expires, is it more poisonous or is it no longer poisonous? What about that?
Yeah, because like food, when it expires, it's bad for you. It's poisonous. It can hurt you.
Right. And the older it gets, the worse it is.
Right, but poison already hurts you.
Right, so does poison get more lethal or less lethal?
Good question.
If anybody knows the answer to that,
please contact Babes in Voiceland at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com. Terry, come on. You have another one?
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I do. I'm kind of caught up in the school thing in English and thinking.
Okay.
But I want to change gears.
Okay.
I do.
Change gears.
Why am I not surprised?
I know. I'm just kind of going to go off on a cleaning thing.
Okay.
And I want you to think about every time you clean something.
Yeah.
You're really making something else dirty.
Oh, like when you dust, you make the air dirty.
That's true.
I was thinking the cloth.
Yeah, or the rag you work with.
Or your vacuum.
Uh-huh. And then when you do clean, I always notice another spot in the house is more dirty now that I didn't notice before.
It's hard to stop cleaning once you start, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because it's never ending.
Well,
absolutely.
I've got another one. And since Terry's a teacher, this really is a good question for her.
Okay.
Why is the letter W in English called the double U? Shouldn't it be called the double V?
You know.
Oh.
And the kids.
What a question.
Think about it.
I know.
Think about it.
Trying to convince the little first graders and kindergartners that are trying to learn their letters, because it looks like V's. Why is it a U? I tell them, I don't know. English is funny.
That's right. Come on, Erica. Wind us up with a great one.
A great one. Now put your thinking caps on.
Okay.
And get ready. Think about this.
Okay.
Just maybe.
Yeah.
Oxygen is slowly killing you, and it just takes 75 to 100 years to fully work. Think about it.
Okay, I have to tell you guys the coolest thing that happened to me this week.
Okay.
Well, actually, it was the weekend.
The weekend. Cool meaning like you discovered a new restaurant or?
No, wait till you hear this, okay? And I'll try not to be long and boring because, you know, sometimes I do like tell you the color of the walls and the, you know, thread of the carpet. But
don't bore us. Get to the chorus.
I will get to
that. That was cute.
That was very good, Erica.
That's actually ASCAP.
It is?
And that's an ASCAP saying. Yeah.
I love it.
When I took a songwriting class at ASCAP, they said that. But this is about you, not about me, so go ahead.
Okay, you learn something new every day. So, you know, I told you a couple weeks ago I got in a band with a couple of guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We're all, like, old, but we're having a great time. And, you know, John, the bass player, is awesome. Jay is an awesome drummer, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I think I'm a pretty good guitar player and singer. Yeah. And we have a keyboard coming, but we haven't met her yet. So anyway, John rents space for us at Guitar Center at Town Square.
Oh, okay.
So he rents a practice room so that Jay doesn't have to bring all his drums and all the stuff, because they have everything set up for you. So
yeah,
we get there. And, you know, my nephew Davey and his wife Sharon and the kids, they were all in this weekend.
That's right. They were here this weekend.
So I wanted them to just come for a couple of songs because the girls have never seen me sing and play. And it's like a big deal to me. So
Of course.
We go there, and the girls are enjoying it, and we play Good Hearted Woman. We're doing Margaritaville, and it sounded really good. So they're going to leave because kids get bored very easy, and they're going to take them up and down the strip. So Sharon walks out, and this girl comes up to her and says, "Who are those guys in there? They're really good."
Oh.
And Sharon says, "Well, go in and meet them." She goes, "Can I?" And Sharon goes, "Yeah, come on, I'll take you in." So she takes them, and this girl wants to meet you. I'm like, "Hey, how's it going?"
Right.
And
right.
She's like, "You guys are really good." I'm like, "Thank you." You know, a little bit of chit chat. In fact, I actually said, "You know, I have no one to sing with. I got to use a harmonizer box. You want to come in and do harmonies with me?"
Oh, like it's a joke. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and so we're talking. And so she says, I've been recording records since I was 17. And I thought, okay. You know, sometimes people BS you. I didn't know if this was real or not.
A lot of people BS you in that
they
industry.
They do.
So there
and
you go.
I didn't know. So then we're talking and she goes, "Hey, do you watch the Hallmark Channel?" I said, "I love Hallmark Channel."
Me too.
She says, I have two specials coming up called The Wedding of Dreams and The Summer of Dreams. I'm like, "I love Hallmark Channel. I'll watch it."
Wow.
Nothing is still
so
registering.
So now she's legit, though.
She should have a baby part.
She could be an extra. I don't know.
Okay, all right,
you know?
All right.
So I said, wait, let me get you a card. So I get her business card from WWDB. And I said, hi, my name is Beth. And she said, I'm Debbie Gibson. And I'm like, now my head is going boing, boing, boing. And I'm like, because I didn't recognize her. I haven't seen a picture of Debbie Gibson in a long time.
Oh,
and I'm
really?
Like,
yeah, right. Well, Deb, she was popular really in the 80s, right?
I go, yeah. Oh my God, this is so cool. I go, that is so cool. And she's just kind of laughing now, you
right,
know, because I didn't know.
Yeah.
I just didn't know. So I gave her my card.
She was fangirling you.
Well,
but
yeah.
She was Debbie Gibson fangirling you. That's crazy.
Who would think Debbie Gibson would come in and tell me I sound great?
Well, you'd run into her at Guitar Center in Las Vegas.
Right.
It's not like we're in LA somewhere.
But she's had many hit records, too. And so that's she's not just an actress on the Hallmark Channel. She's had many hit records.
Listen, Lost in Your Eyes was one of my favorite songs of all time. But my head was so spinning, I couldn't even think. You know?
Right.
So it was a very, very cool thing, but
kind of surreal. Huh?
So I'm like, I wanted to say more, but I just couldn't think. I just couldn't think. I was like, I was like, blah, 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 you know, and so I gave her my card and she's walking out of the room. And all I could think to say is, hey, do you know Alan Childs? Because I thought Alan, you know, is a very famous drummer. He was in Rock of Ages and he's got a show on our station.
Right. Oh,
okay. And so I said, do you know Alan Childs? And she stopped. She goes, Alan Childs, a drummer? I go, yeah. She goes, yeah, I know him. I said, well, he's got a show on our station. Go on WWDBTV.com and listen to Alan Childs' Psychedelic Circus. She's like, oh my, now her bass player is in talking to my bass player.
Right.
She goes, I forget his name. Sorry. But she goes, go in and tell him you know Alan Childs. And I'm like, okay. So I gave him a card and told him, and they both walked out.
Wow.
So I didn't want to be like groupie, like, oh my God, it's Debbie Gibson, you know, because.
Well, she was fangirling you. That's the great part about it.
That's how it started.
Before you knew it was Debbie Gibson, it was just some girl coming in to give you compliments and tell you how great you were.
And I mean, I still can't believe Debbie Gibson thinks I'm a good singer. I mean, this is blowing me away.
Fun.
Because no matter who it was, they still thought you were great.
Well, So then finally, after a couple songs, I whispered to my guys, that's freaking Debbie Gibson, you know? And they're like, oh my God. So
that's
now
so cute.
That was cool. When we were done, they both went in there and John said to her, you know, I want to apologize that we didn't recognize you. And she says, they come back and they go, we went in and apologized for not knowing her. And she said, your singer is so good. And I'm like, get out of here.
Well, we've been telling you that. She has heard from a celebrity before she believes it, right?
I had to tell you my Debbie Gibson story because it'll probably never happen again.
Well, that's really exciting, and thank you for sharing and sharing it with all of our listeners. Woohoo! Thanks for listening to Babes in Voiceland. But before we go, I have one last question for you.
Okay. What is it?
What did one shepherd say to the other shepherd?
I don't know.
I have no idea, no.
Get the flock out of here.
Well, I guess it is time to go.